Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Impressive inventions have come from high school science fairs, including an early detection tool for pancreatic cancer, an air freshener made of cow poop, and a device that turns car exhaust into clean air.
Whoa, that's way more than what I was doing in high school.
Yeah, no kidding. And now another young inventor has found a low-tech way to signal an infected wound. Beet juice sutures that change from bright red to dark purple with infection.
Back in 2012, a higher-tech version of sutures was made with sensors that measured wound temperature, but it had to be paired with a smartphone to signal an infection when the temperature rose.
Our 17-year-old scientist, Deja Taylor, instead keyed in on the skin's natural pH. People who don't have the means to shower daily have a pH of 5, but infection raises that number to 7 and as high as 9.
She found that while sophisticated meters can measure pH, so can vegetables, and beets turned out to be ideal. It's bright red in acidic conditions and deep purple at pH 9.
She then tested suturing materials for how well they retained the beet dye. The best was a cotton polyester blend that turned purple within 5 minutes of exposure to pH 9. But the sutures must also hold the wound together, be affordable, and not harbor bacteria.
Deja was a finalist in the Regeneron Science Talent Search, a highly prestigious high school science competition. She hopes her work will help the poor who don't have easy access to medical care.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.